Hi, this is Daddy St. James, and this is Funny Lady Life, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we want to talk to you about a recent development, and the reason why we didn't come on our normal time two, three days ago is because Larry and I were scuffing. Yes, we were having a scuff. I refused to speak to him. I slept in the guest room for three nights. I'm just being honest.
Scuffs suck.
Well,
I don't like scuffs.
I thought it would be a good idea to share what the scuff was about on the podcast, Larry.
I stick up for my dreams, you know, but go ahead. Go ahead.
You know my Larry. He's been into trains for years. He has a beautiful setup in the basement with the town and the lights and the... Oh, even at Christmas time, he puts the little fake snow. It's absolutely gorgeous. I love it. Choo-choo. Snickers and Kit Kat. Our dogs love it, too. Well, they bark. But anywho, Larry had this brilliant idea. Why don't you share it?
Well, first of all, the trains, that's just so yesterday because... I moved on, you know. I got to get into the cooler, better stuff. So choo-choo, boo. Boo on the choo-choo. I got to move on. And I know that I got the swag now, you know. I got the rapid stuff down. My friends think it's great. I think I could do something with it, and I got to take a shot, okay?
These things, one song at the school, and the kids, they all said he was great. They want an A, Larry. I've been telling you this. That's why they're telling you look good in the tracksuit.
You think they're just sucking up to me is what you think?
Well.
Because I know I got the swag.
I know you. Okay. There is something swaggable about you. I don't know if that's a word. However, he wants to change our basement. Tell them what you want to do down there, Larry.
Well, I just figured, you know, there's trains all over the place or whatever. That's something like a kid would have or whatever, you know? So... I'm going to make it more like a, look like a, you know, a slash between a Manden bar karaoke stuff, like more like eventually make a studio out of it when I go to be a big rap star, then you'll see. And what are you going to say then? I already have the catwalk, the bling, the attire, the attitude. I got it all going on.
He thinks Snoop Dogg is going to be hanging out in his basement.
Snoop, yeah, someday.
That came up in the scuff.
Someday Snoop will chill with me.
The other night, telling me Snoop is going to be down there. Well, let me just tell you something, Larry. Okay?
Well, Snoop there's better than you snooping around.
While I'm very supportive of your dreams, and you know I always will, whatever you want, you know I'm supportive. You have your astronomy hut outside. I don't care that it's there. You know that, Larry. I love you, and I want you to do whatever you want.
Well, I want to be a... gangsta.
I just...
A rapper.
Right. That's what I have a problem with. It's one thing if you want to go to a bar that has karaoke and, you know, sing your heart out. It's okay. But this whole gangsta thing, Larry, where is this coming from?
I don't know. Just give me a little bit. Just give me one shot. You know, if it doesn't work out, then... So what are you saying? Don't get rid of the trains? You think I'm going to get back into the trains? Don't give them to Bobby.
You were going to give them to Bobby? I thought you were going to sell them.
Well, you know, Bobby seemed to like them, you know, but...
Well, we're going to have a discussion about that. So, you know, as people listening to our podcast, what do you think? Do you think Larry should follow his dream and be a gangster? Or do you think he should just...
Damn straight.
Pull it back a little bit? Just let us know. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Oh, and the scuff is over.
Peace out.
Bye.